today's lesson is all about goals, and I feel really strongly about setting goals in every aspect of business, so we're just going to apply this to email marketing today. But this is really what I do for anything that I'm working towards, whether it's business or personal or running, whatever. So first I think about what does success look like for me? And that will really change over time. The way that I define success in Beauty Counter in the beginning looks vastly different than when it does now, 3 years later, and that's okay. But start to think through, at what point will you feel like you've succeeded and you're going to want to establish a new goal? So you're gonna get really specific about how email marketing is going to help you get there. And I'm going to talk you through some goal setting. So when I started Beauty Counter, at first, like, my goal was I want a discount on these products. Great, goal met. Once I started to see the income potential, my first goal was that I wanted to make more from Beauty Counter than I was making off my ads on my blog. So I hit that within a couple months. And then my next goal was that I wanted to pay for my wedding with Beauty Counter. And we had a small wedding. We had 25 people there, but I wanted it to be a nice wedding. And so that became my next goal, was to pay for my wedding. My next goal was that I wanted really, really nice shoes for my wedding. And I wanted to make enough in 1 month to pay for those shoes. And I did that. My next goal became that I wanted to pay for, we just bought a house at the same time we got married. I wanted to pay for my portion of the mortgage with Beauty Counter. And that became my next goal. And then my next goal became, I want to leave corporate America. So I need to make as much from Beauty Counter as I'm making from my Wells Fargo paycheck. So you can see how my goals evolved as my business grew, but I think it's really important to start somewhere. And if you are like day two as a consultant, you can have your end goal of, I want to quit my job and do Beauty Counter full time, but you need to set goals along the way that are going to help you get there. So you're not waking up every day and feeling like that goal is so unattainable. You need smaller goals to get there. If you're familiar with like goal setting or trainings around like SMART goals, they're specific, they're manageable, they're actionable, realistic and time-bound. Make SMART goals and work towards those. So when I'm doing goals, I set like, here's my big goals for the year, here's what I'm gonna do each quarter, here's what I'm gonna do each month, here's what I'm gonna do each week, and here's what I'm gonna do each day. And I write it out on my planner. Like, I really map it out exactly that way. So what you wanna think through in your business as it relates to email marketing is, what do you wanna accomplish with email marketing? Like, how is it going to help you? Is it going to save you time by automating it? Is it going to keep you top of mind by automating it? Is it going to allow you to get people to shop with you more easily because they have your links? Is it to educate them on why safer skincare matters? Is it to educate them on how to apply makeup? Or if you're not selling Beauty Counter, maybe it's to educate them about your coaching business, or maybe it's to educate them about running, whatever. Like, figure out what you want to accomplish and how it's going to help you. And the how it's going to help you is really key, because it's going to keep you motivated when you feel frustrated and you get stuck. Really remember how it's going to make your life better. Just told my husband I'd call him right back. And then the next goal that I would think through is, how much money do you want to make from your business each month? Be really specific. And again, make it realistic for where you're at in your business right now. So my first goal was, I want to make, I think it was $500 a month from Beauty Counter. Took me a few months to get there, but then I did. And then it got to the point where I wanted to make $750 a month. And then it got to the point where I wanted to make $1,500 a month. And it just kept going up. So really think about, how much do you want to make from your business right now and why? Like, maybe it's to pay for your student loans. Maybe it's to go out to dinner and not feel guilty about breaking your budget. You need to figure out why you want to make that money and then really set a specific goal. I put it on a sticky note and I stick it up on my computer, on my computer screen. Okay, so then the next thing you want to think through with your goals is, how many hours a week are you willing to spend on your business, and can you spend that? So if you want to spend 15 hours a week on your business, but realistically you can only do two, like, let's meet somewhere in the middle. So really write down how many hours a week you want to work, and then when you're going to do it. And then put it in your calendar like a doctor's appointment and don't mess with it. Like, actually do the work when you say you're going to do it. And since you've already mapped out what you're going to do every year, quarter, month, week, day, when you sit down to work in that 1 hour time block on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you know exactly what you're going to do when you sit down to work. And then think through, how many email subscribers do you want and why? Like, do you want 250? Do you want 1,000? Do you want 50,000? And why? So do some math around it. Like, maybe you want 250 subscribers because you're hoping that maybe 10% of those order each month, and 10% of those would be 25, and if each of those order $100, like start to make financial goals around the number of subscribers you need. So if you want to make $2,500 a month, you can kind of start to back into how many email subscribers you're going to need if you're doing your math right. And I would say, like, don't plan on everyone who opens your email purchasing. Like, my average open rate is 30%, my click-through rate's 5%, and then maybe the people who actually purchase right away is 1%. So consider those drop-offs when you're doing the math. And then what I want you to do, you're going to have your workbook to work through all of this, but I want you to think through where you are today. Write it down and then date it. And then I want you to put a reminder in your calendar, and I want you to do it again in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, so that you can really evaluate your progress. Because when I started my email list, I had maybe 200 people. I like put all my friends and family on there, people have commented on my blog, and now I'm over 7,000. And I could look at my email list and be like, gosh, I really want 10,000. But when you think about how far I've come, that's incredible. So I really want you to be proud of your growth and track it. So what are you doing today with email marketing? If you're not doing anything, then there's so much opportunity for you with 3 months from now to look back and be like, oh my gosh, I just sent my first email. That's huge. It makes such a difference in your business. Does it produce any revenue for your business? If you are sending emails, if you're not sending them, then no, again, huge opportunity. If it does, write how much you think is coming from email marketing right now so you can try to improve it. How much time do you spend on your business now? How much time do you want to spend? Maybe you're trying to cut back how much time by automating. Maybe you want to invest more time in it. I think it's important to just kind of measure how much time you're spending on your business. A lot of times when I ask people how much time they're spending and they add it up, they're spending like 15 minutes, if any. And I'm like, well, that's why your business isn't growing. You're not working. Like, don't expect to have this amazing email marketing program, but then you're really not willing to put in the work. You're not going to get a paycheck if you don't show up and do your job. Like, that's email marketing. You're not going to have this incredible email marketing program if you really don't dedicate a couple hours a week to work on it. So really think through how much time you spend on your business and how much of that time can you devote to email marketing. So make sure you have enough time to do it. How many email subscribers do you have? What's your open rate? What's your click-through rate? Again, if you don't have an email list, you're at baseline zero. That's fine, because in 3-6 months from now, you're going to have those numbers that you can monitor over time. If you already have them, maybe you're working to improve your open rate with better subject lines. Maybe you're working to improve your click-through rate with better content, things like that. And then think through how much money you're making from your business as a whole right now, and how could you increase that? Maybe it's by adding in a different revenue stream. Maybe it's by sending emails more often. Maybe it's by providing more valuable content. But I really want you to just establish a baseline of where you are, set some goals, and then reevaluate in 3 months. So go ahead and finish that workbook, and I really hope that it helps you see where you're at now, and then you can see how far you've come in just a few months.